Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the Center's president, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about something that I don't know if a lot of folks in rural Minnesota think much about, tourism, but boy, it has a huge impact on our rural economy.
Yeah, you know, as Minnesota, we just have a great, beautiful state. We have, you know, the state of 10,000-plus lakes. Mm-hmm. And this week, we thought, since we are celebrating almost a state holiday with the fishing opener, we thought it'd be a good time to talk a little bit about what tourism means to rural Minnesota. It accounts for roughly about $3.5-4 billion in gross sales a year. You know, and that's a billion with a B. That's a lot of money that's spread out throughout our rural communities via tourism. And, you know, those dollars are recycled locally and creates a lot of opportunities for jobs and other income opportunities. Over 90,000 jobs in rural Minnesota account to tourism. So as far as an economic factor and economic opportunity for rural Minnesota, it's definitely something that I think we, you know, all should take a good, serious look at. It's an important part of who we are as a state and who we are as rural Minnesotans.
Well, it is kind of staggering when you look at those numbers. And then you also have to consider that when people are thinking about what they're going to do for their summer vacation, chances are they're going to probably stick a little bit closer to home these days. And that actually could work to the benefit of rural Minnesota.
You know, you talk to some tourism experts in this state, and they're using a term that I found somewhat interesting. And because of the tough economic times, there's a term going around called staycations, where people are, you know, instead of hopping on a plane and traveling to some exotic island to, you know, spend a lot of money and get a tan for 2 weeks, people are, you know, kind of taking a good look around their own backyard and saying, what do we got? You know, what's over there by Alexandria? Or what's up there by Brainerd? And what's down there in Worthington? And they're starting to take these, you know, the staycations. You know, can we drive to New Ulm and look at Herman the German? Or can we, you know, go up and look at Paul Bunyan or whatever it may be? Yeah. And, there, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunities created there, not only financially, but also just from the overall health of the state. Like I said in my opening comments, we have a beautiful state, and there's so much to be proud of, and there's so much history and so much to learn about the state. And, you know, by doing that, by doing these staycations, we're not only, you know, experiencing to the fullest our state, but, you know, we're most likely putting gas on in the local gas station, maybe buying your fishing license when you're, you know, going up to the lake, or having some great food in rural Minnesota. And that, you know, that trickles down and creates some economic opportunity in rural Minnesota.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I think there's definitely an upside to the staycation concept here in rural Minnesota. And, you know, after, you know, hearing of those numbers, it's no small amount what the tourism industry means to the rural parts of the state. And there are places that you just can't even believe. You get to some parts of southeastern Minnesota, you don't even, you can't believe you're in Minnesota sometimes.
You know, we call them mountains, they call them hills. in the south central part of the state, you know, it's pretty flat, but you go down to the southeast and you have those beautiful rivers and bluffs and valleys, and you go up north and you see the trees and the eagles, and it's just, we have a great state.
Thanks so much, Brad. Brad Finstead's been our guest on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.